listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
If an auto or motorcycle accident has caused you injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. We now go on the Ohio Business Machine hotline to welcome in our good friend, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the one and only Jim Donovan. Jim, how are you today?
I am terrific, Nathan. It's a great day in Cleveland.
It certainly is a great day in Cleveland. What did you think about the game last night?
I think it is really starting to become a reality that we're sitting in and on one of the great sports stories of a long, long time. Not just a Cleveland sports story, but I think one of the great sports stories of a long, long time if the Cavaliers are able to pull this off with LeBron James leading them through this real troublesome road of trying to win a championship with all the things that they've had to overcome. But I think you put the 51 years out there of not having a championship and the things that have happened to the various teams and franchises and fan base in the city. And, you know, as great as it was on Saturday afternoon to watch American Pharoah come down the stretch and win the Triple Crown after, you know, 37 years of no horse being able to do that, I think that if the Cavaliers are able to do this, this will be one of the top sports stories in decades around the nation, around the world, because I think it's that special.
You're absolutely right, Jim. And my question for you, and I've asked a few other individuals, Gerard Cherry, we had on earlier, is this style of play, the defense with the grinded out offense and LeBron James carrying such a significant burden offensively, sustainable if this series goes deep, you know, meaning 6 and 7 games?
Well, that's the next question, Matt, because there's been time in between games, obviously, and a lot of time in between the series. I mean, there was 8 days before they started game one of the NBA Finals. And then there were 2 days after that. But this is a long travel back home and then 1 day to get ready for game three and then 1 day off to get ready for game four. And you wonder about that. That's the next big question that you wonder if the Cavaliers, and specifically LeBron James, if they and if he can hold up to this. Because even though Golden State's scuffling right now, and I really feel struggling with the whole factor of, you know, our main guy is in kind of a shooting slump, and I think that their confidence is a little bit shook because they haven't been able to play the style of basketball that they really played and played so well all year long and through the playoffs. And I think the lack of having any kind of championship final experience is nipping at them right now. But the fact of the manpower is still there. They can go 10, they can go 11 deep if they want.
Right.
And the Cavaliers, you know, are limited in that. And LeBron James played 50 grueling minutes last night. And he went, you know, deep into the mid-40s the other night in game one. So I think that's the big question mark now. How do they come out of this? And can they keep – I think they can continue to play the way they – I think they've found the style that they want to play with to really bother these guys and beat these guys. But now the physical part of it and the strain on their bodies, that's the next big hurdle.
Yes, it is. Talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. What do you think about Matthew Dellavedova's performance and the fact that this team went into Oakland, beat the Warriors in an overtime game, scoring only 95 points and shooting 32% from the floor?
The numbers are just astounding. When you put that into the equation, you say, no way they lose, and that they could lose by double digits. I mean, with the way that that team can score and has scored all year long. I mean, Dellavedova looked like he was off to a really bad start in the game. He was unsure of himself offensively, but defensively they were in a bad matchup when he was on Klay Thompson, and they had to get out of that. But then they put him on Curry, and he did what he does. I mean, he did what he did in the Atlanta series and in the Bulls series. I mean, he just pestered him. You know, I said on the news last night after the Cavs had won it that I think when Steph Curry took his uniform off, I think he found that Matthew Dellavedova was in the uniform with him because, I mean, he was just all over him, and Curry just couldn't get any room. And I think it became aggravating. And I think the longer that goes on, the more aggravating it's going to be. I thought it was a tremendous performance by Dellavedova, and it's just, I mean, it's just so emblematic of what he's done to get into the league and to play on this team and then to be a huge contributor on the team. It's just a great story. It's another part of that great story, I think.
It is, Jim. And, Jim, my question for you is, if you could put yourself in Coach David Blatt's shoes, what one thing, either offensively or defensively, would you change?
Well, the only thing I wonder about sometimes is why Mozgov is not really in the game or a part of the game in the fourth quarter. Because he's a really nice option, you know, where you can just lob the ball up to him.
He's a finisher, yes.
And he's a big body. And once he got over the hiccups at the free throw line, I thought they put him at the free throw line so much in the game that all of a sudden he got into rhythm. Because, I mean, he's a decent free throw shooter. So that's the only thing I wonder about. And, you know, I know that they love that lineup. You know, when Golden State goes small, you know, they don't want to be too big and too slow and clumsy. So that's why I think part of the reason why they do it. But it goes beyond this series, Matt, that Mozgov becomes a spectator in the fourth quarter. And, you know, that's the only thing I question.
Talking with Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jim, what is your prediction for this game on Tuesday, and what kind of an atmosphere do you expect at the Q after LeBron James called everybody out?
Yeah, that was a tremendous moment, I thought. And I think that was a message. I think LeBron sends messages to his teammates, to his coaches, and this one came to everybody back here. Anybody that has a ticket, you're not a spectator now. You know, you have a job, and LeBron has assigned you to make that place as loud as it's ever been. And it is typically loud anyway. I mean, it really is, and it's exciting. And I think that, you know, it goes even without asking that the fans will be ready. But now that he has called upon them and said, hey, listen, this was tough here. These guys are good here, but I know you can be better. I'm sure that they will follow, just like Tristan Thompson follows the directions of LeBron and Dellavedova and all of those guys on the team. So I think the atmosphere is going to be tremendous. I think that it's going to be interesting how Steve Kerr can find a way to get the pace of the game to where Golden State is successful. Because even in the first game, they're unable right now to get into that chaotic, fast pace, up and down. It doesn't matter where you take the shot. You know, you're going to take it. You know, we're going to end up with open shots because we're going to be faster than them and put the pace at kind of a frenetic pace, and they have not been able to do that. Even in game one, they weren't able to do that, and certainly they won't do it. They weren't able to do it all game last night. And that's his big mission right now, not only to get Curry going, but Curry might get going if they can get into a better pace in the game. That will be the big thing, I think, to watch. I don't think either one of these teams is affected by playing on the road, because I remember when Golden State lost early in the series to Memphis, they lost a home game. They went right back there. In fact, they lost game three. They were down 2-1, and they went out and they won game four. They went to Houston, and they rolled the Rockets in game three. So I think that, you know, it's going to be just sizzling in there tomorrow night. I think the game will settle down, and then I think it will become that chess match. Who's going to be able to play the way they want to play? And I think, really, for the first two games, the Cavaliers have played more the way they want to than Golden State has.
You're absolutely right, Jim. And I heard a stat this morning on Mike and Mike that the Golden State Warriors have been ahead in this series, I think, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
In total. And so I think the Cavaliers' ability to come out fast and sustain that and lay their template for what they want to accomplish is the way you win one or if not two of the games here in Cleveland.
Yeah, now the amazing thing is, guys, I mean, this is a new way for them to play. They had to find a whole new way to play without Irving and really without Kevin Love. You know, this is like the fourth transformation of the Cleveland Cavaliers during this season. There was the beginning when you had Deion Waiters and you had those guys, and LeBron was just back and he's trying to figure out a way to play with Irving. And then you had the big trade, and then you have Kevin Love go out. So now you got to adjust there. And so you get Shumpert and J.R. Smith involved. And now you've got Irving out, you know, and you know he's not coming back. And so you've got to come up with a new way to play. I mean, that's really doing things on the fly, and they've been able to succeed. Of course, it helps when you've got the greatest player. The other interesting thing is, during that press conference last night, was the comment that LeBron made about, listen, there's something else that's motivating me right now, and I'm not going to talk about it right now. Now, there are only two things that I can think of. Number one is this mission to bring a championship back here.
Right.
And what he, you know, what it would mean to him to do it. And the only other thing on a basketball side is that he might be saying, hey, listen, you're telling me that's the MVP in Steph Curry? I still think that I'm the MVP. So it would be interesting to see what that motivation is.
Jim, I want to shift gears real quickly. You and I, Matt as well, were a part of the inaugural Cleveland Browns Fan Fest this past weekend at the Cleveland Convention Center. We had a lot of fun. You hosted various roundtables and panels up on the main stage. What did you think of that event, and what was your overall experience there?
Well, I got to tell you guys, I was amazed that on the most picture-perfect day that we've had all year long, certainly in this spring, I mean, 73 degrees, sunny, beautiful out, and in a society and in an area of the country where people are shut in, you know, all winter long and well into the spring, that you would come out and come down to the convention center on that kind of a day and with everything that's going on in Cleveland right now. So I was just struck at the crowd and the throngs of people and what a great mood the crowd was in and how they just soaked up everything and how they would approach you, and I know they approached me with this hopeful look in their eyes and said, I mean, are we going to be better this year?
Oh, yes.
And it just drives this fan base, and it's just amazing to me the pull that this franchise still has, you know, in the wake of what, you know, the lack of success that they've had on the field through the recent times, and yet how when you wipe the slate clean every year and it's, you know, they're 0-0, everybody wants to hope for the best and wants you to give them a sign that it's going to be okay. But the crowds were just amazing, the amount of people that were out there, young and old, and they were there for Jim Brown, and they were there for Johnny Manziel, and they were there for Hanford Dixon, and, you know, I even think some of them were there for us when we were having our panel. I thought they really do.
It was certainly a lot of fun. Jim, thanks so much for joining us here. Go Cavs. Should be a fun week for Cleveland sports here. And again, started with Fan Fest Sunday, Cavs victory. And now the Cavs come home Tuesday, hopefully to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals. Jim, appreciate the time.
All right, guys. We'll see you later in the week.
All right, you Bye-bye. Got it. When we come back, we'll talk a little Fan Fest. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by the good folks at Liberty Ford. Right now, there's never been a better time to get in a Ford, so call up our guys. On Monday, we always like to talk about my guy, Greg Bamboo, down at Liberty Ford in Solon. Call him up. Get in a new ride. That F-150, 2015, the aluminum body. It's sweet. Check it out. All right, we'll be back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.